Oil prices continued climbing yesterday, exceeding $41 a barrel in New York. Analysts are blaming this increase on surprisingly strong demand as well as instability in the Middle East. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
Just a few days ago, Saudi officials proposed an increase in OPEC oil production. Ordinarily, that would be enough to send prices falling, and it did so in this case. But the drop was short-lived. Yesterday, oil prices were back up again, reaching levels not seen since Iraq's invasion of Kuwait. With the summer driving season approaching, traders have grown worried that current oil stockpiles may not be enough to satisfy demand, and they're bidding up the price of fuel. The quick economic turnaround in the United States and Asia has also increased the demand for oil. Philip Verleger is a fellow at the Institute for International Economics.
You can have a market where supply and demand are relatively smoothly balanced, and prices are uninteresting. Suddenly you wind up with just a little bit more demand and the prospects of strong demand for the next 2 or 3 months, and you'll see the prices skyrocket.
But many analysts say the market is also worried about the continuing instability in Iraq and the possibility that it may spill over and affect the entire region. Prices spiked after the deadly attack on a Saudi oil facility earlier this month. The recent publicity over prisoner abuse in Iraq has only made the situation seem more chaotic. Fadel Gate, an oil industry analyst at Oppenheimer & Company, says the steady stream of negative news out of the Middle East has led to a feeding frenzy.
That means that the market is so tender and jittery and psychology is taking over fundamentals. It's not going to help us telling people that there is no supply shortage, you don't have to panic. Once panic sets in, there's nothing you can do about it.
Yesterday, the International Energy Agency warned that the demand for oil is rising at its fastest rate since 1996. The agency said this is a sign of a rebounding economy, but it also said the recovery could stumble if prices keep rising. And it said oil suppliers must keep pace with demand by drilling new wells and producing more crude oil. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.